Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The NFL draft is tonight. Crowder is in Green Bay as we speak. I think this is a hugely consequential draft for the Miami Dolphins.
That is.
Not because I think it's like the Tua draft where, you know, you're getting a quarterback and it's a game changer. I think the Dolphins are as close to being a very good playoff team as they are from everything crumbling apart and being an epic disaster. Because they've lost a ton of players. We were talking about it yesterday. Like, they really have lost a ton of players. I'm higher on the roster than anyone else is. But admittedly, I don't know anything about anything. But I'm higher on the roster than anyone else is. But I think this draft, they really have to find guys who can make an impact year one.
Oh, yeah. We got to find stars, defensive stars is what we really have to find. Like, even with the Christian Wilkins, those guys, like, we have to go find one of those impact off-the-bat players that could come in and start game one on a cheap contract because we paid everybody else in the world already. Waddle, Tyreek, and Tua are taking up 60% of the salary cap.
Those Jalen, until you get rid of them.
Until you get rid of them. Like, we have to find cheap, good players. It is big. And I don't know if anybody's on the hot seat. Somebody asked me that yesterday. Is Chris Greer, is McDaniel on the hot seat? I was like, McDaniel just got an extension. I don't know if Chris Greer, if they just replace Chris, if this doesn't go well. But McDaniel's going to be here for a couple years.
I disagree. I think they both are gone if they don't make the playoffs this year. And I think it might even be more than just making the playoffs. Year four, and we're fiddling around again. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't know if we're coming or going. And again, I'm not backtracking. I feel like they're closer than most people are, but I don't think there's any chance of a reprieve for McDaniel or Greer if this season goes awry. Any chance. Because why? I mean, we've given you everything you've wanted, anything you've asked for. Stephen Ross has given them whatever has been important to Mike McDaniel. Seemingly, he has been given, you know, no one can guarantee a quarterback's health for 17 games a season. But I don't think there's much room for error with McDaniel or Greer. I think this is do or die.
And the offense has to be explosive.
Yes. Yeah.
Because to speak about, we're about to add a young corner and we're trying to put it together. We re-signed Kader Kohu and KJ Britt. We're not going to choke people out this season.
No, McDaniel's this
offensive genius. We saw a 70-point game. Now we're sneaking into the low 20s, maybe. That has to change.
How is Green Bay? Is it a who's who of the NFL?
No. It's a lot of nice, heavy-set humans.
Heavy-set, cheese-eating humans.
Yeah. They're very nice. Everybody speaks to you. They hold the door. You know, they're nice people. But, yeah, I don't think all the media outlets poured their A-team to Green Bay this week.
Have you had a lot of cheese?
Actually, no, not really. So Italian's not real cheesy.
Oh, you can get cheese on top of just about anything there. And you got to go heavy on the Parmesan here in Green Bay. Heavy on the Parmesan.
No, we ate downtown. And now it's, you know, we leave there at, we had at 8:30 movie. So we left at like 8, and it was like the popping downtown. Everything closed at 11. There was maybe 25 people walking around downtown.
Oh, that's my kind of city.
It was weird.
I don't need a lot of hustle and bustle. I need about 25 people.
Man, it looked like I Am Legend out there. It was
what movie did you see?
Sinners.
Oh, that's the movie you guys were talking about.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan. It's good.
Everyone says it's really good. Is it like it's a thriller?
it's a thrill. It's not a horror at all. Because they showed a little vampire girl in the credit, you know, the teasers, but it's not like it's not a horror. It's more of like it's a, you're gonna hate it because it's like a think piece almost, but it's very good. Like it's a thrilling think piece. It makes
you like
think
Get Out.
Yes. Very much like
that. I love that movie.
So you'll like this because it's race, you know, it's Jim Crow South. So it's there's vampires, but it's in the what they call it, the Delta South back in the '40s or whatever. So like it's a cool dynamic, man. I'm not gonna lie.
It's a vampire movie.
It's not, there's vampires in it, but it's not a vampire movie. I don't know how to describe it.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm in on that. That's not my wheelhouse.
It's like Die Hard. It's not a Christmas movie, but it's shot on Christmas. You know, there's
yeah,
vampires
but Christmas
around.
Happens in real life. Like vampires, you really have to suspend your belief. Like vampires.
It's not Count Dracula vampires. They're just like humans.
Count Chocula?
More like Count Chocula. You hit it on the head. It's a good movie, though. I would recommend to see it. You know, I'm not a big recommend guy. I'd recommend to go see Sinners.